Joe Liberti, Orchard Park Town Councilman, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Joe won the GOP primary on Tuesday for Orchard Park Supervisor with 77% of the vote. Joe, good morning. What was your message that resonated with so many voters?
Hey, good morning, Susan and Brian. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys. Big listener. The biggest thing here, I really just want to say, I'm really blessed to have the support of my family and my friends. We had a bunch of people come out to vote this past Tuesday. I think the biggest thing that really resonated with the voters was, we want to bring true transparency leadership to the town, responsible, smart growth, and a town government that listens to people. And I think they've seen that with some of the town halls that we've had. And I think that really resonated with folks out there in OP.
From the outside, looking in, it seemed like one of the main issues around Orchard Park has been development around the stadium. Would you agree that that's a main issue heading into November and during this campaign cycle?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about a $2.2 billion project in Orchard Park. I mean, what other city has this project going on right now? I mean, we're blessed to have this in our town. And today it's underutilized around that area. And we just want to make it more attractive for families and people to walk around in and just have fun.
What is your priority for that area? What are people asking you about development about around the stadium?
Yeah, a lot of the residents are saying that they want this responsible, smart growth around the stadium. They want restaurants. They want boutique shops. They want something that's walkable and safe. But also, we're Orchard Park, so we want space that's green and areas that families can play, have fun, and hang around.
It's a delicate balance, isn't it, though?
It really is. Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But that's why we're listening. And, we're not in a silo here. We listen to all the residents, some that are for it and some are against it. And, we had to make a lot of tweaks to the original plan. And we've done that by listening.
Are people frustrated by the pace? I mean, obviously, the new stadium isn't even open yet. But at the same time, I think some were looking at this and saying, all right, well, as long as we know that the stadium's going to be built here, let's get things rolling and we can be opening up alongside it.
Absolutely. And the interest is there. So I wish I can give you more data, but there are there's hard facts out there that there may be two hotels coming to the Orchard Park area. They're very interested in coming here. So we just need that that signature that they're guaranteed that they're coming to Orchard Park. Like I said before, I don't want Orchard Park to be a parking lot. I want it to be, somewhere where families can come and enjoy themselves.
What kind of a timeline are you looking at? I mean, knowing that the stadium opens next year.
Yeah, the time we're hoping that ground breaks for, an anchor in that area so it can start drawing in, various restaurants, various shops, that sort of thing. But we're working with a company called Labella to, make that area more walkable, more family friendly, that sort of thing. And we're even looking at a bike lane around the stadium.
Is there a competition at all between Orchard Park and Hamburg right nearby to see who can get up and running first?
I'm not going to call it a competition, but we created a committee and we invited Hamburg and we invited Erie County into these sessions. We meet once a month to kind of go over what we envision for that area. We don't want it to be us versus them. We want it to be a continuum of, we don't want like 6-story high hotels in Hamburg and 2-story hotels in Orchard Park. We want it to be uniform. So if we're going to go with a 4-story hotel, we want it to be 4 in Orchard Park and 4 in Hamburg.
Would you work with Hamburg? Are there talks about joining together?
We are actually in talks since April. Yeah. So they're in our meetings. We're talking, and we're just keeping it moving forward. Yes.
Okay. Well, moving forward, that's at the stadium. There's going to be a lot of attention there, and we'll continue to look at that as we get closer and closer to this opening date. Other areas of Orchard Park, I mean, what was kind of hitting people when they went to the ballot box on Tuesday?
A couple of things that resonate with me, you know, going door to door. The residents were asking for, and I use this slogan, we need more in Orchard Park. So I'm going to work closely with the chamber and the mayor on bringing more restaurants and shops to the village and filling up these, you know, empty buildings. Residents are tired of seeing these buildings vacant, and I am as well. And I know the board as well. We're tired of seeing these empty buildings in Orchard Park.
Joe, what does the campaign now look like, the general election campaign for November for you?
Yeah, so I'll face a Democratic candidate, and you know, I look forward to continuing the conversation with our neighbors and earning their support, you know, in the months ahead. I think together we can shape our future that reflects the values and vision of Orchard Park. So I'm just going to continue to, you know, talk to people, get out there, and you know, spread the word. Just that's all I can do. You know, I think that's the biggest bang for your buck right now. And I'm blessed to have, you know, the support of my family and friends. You know, we had a bunch of people that came out this past Tuesday, and I'm deeply honored and humbled by the trust of the voters of Orchard Park that have placed into me. And you know, this victory is just—it's not just mine; it belongs to every resident.
Well, Joe, thanks for being on with us this morning. Congratulations on the victory on Tuesday. Joe Liberti joining us, Orchard Park Town Supervisor in the primary, comes out victorious, and we'll see the road to November kind of kicks off right here this week.